We spoke about the Isurim of Chametz. We spoke about the mitzvahs, many of the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder. There's an opportunity that you have later in Pesach that often gets short shrift. It's important to remember that Chol HaMoed is a concept in our Torah, and the Chol HaMoed has great spiritual opportunities. Chol HaMoed is Yerushalmi, says Pesach of Yerushalmi. Chol HaMoed is a time that's meant for physical Simchas Yontif, as well as spiritual Simchas Yontif. It's meant ideally to be a time of Aliyah Ruchnis, and a time of learning, and a time of focus. The halacha is what to say about the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed. It's the first two prakim of Moed Katan are about Melechas Chol HaMoed. There is an Isser of Melacha on Chol HaMoed far less severe than Shabbos or even Yom Tov. Yom Tov ready, you have Hetra Ochal Nefesh vis-a-vis Shabbos. Chol HaMoed is many Heterim, Davar HaAvid, and so forth. But there are dinim of Melechas Chol HaMoed. Time doesn't allow us now to expand on that. Melacha is mutter on Chol HaMoed when it's Litzorech Hayom or Litzorech any time over the course of Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov. And Melacha is also mutter on Chol HaMoed. I'm driving somewhere, I need to get somewhere, so that's Melacha Litzorech Hayom. Or to do Melacha or to go shopping for things they need over the course of Chol HaMoed, for things they need over the course of Yom Tov. So that's Melacha Litzorech Hayom. Or Davar HaAvid is Mutter as well. I don't really need it now, but I need to prevent a loss. If I don't take care of this now, I'm going to suffer a loss. There's a leak in the roof. Right now, it's not going to impede living in the house over the next week. But if you don't address, the longer we let it sit and don't address it, the worse it's going to get. Or oftentimes, some people are able to take off, and if one can, one absolutely should take off of work in Chol HaMoed, both because of the opportunities of Chol HaMoed, as well as because of the Isser Melacha Chol HaMoed. And sometimes, based on the industry I'm in, and based on the position I'm in, if I'm off for all of Chol HaMoed, we're going to lose clients, we're going to lose customer trust. So that something I already have, I'm going to lose, that's a davar of it. There is much more to say in terms of Melechas Chol HaMoed, beyond the framework, the time that we have. I want to highlight one other din that all of you are very able to keep. And that is, and there's a din on the first page of Mishnah Berurah Chelukei. On the first page of Mishnah Berurah Chelukei Vav, I'm sorry. As Posen talk about not only the positive Simcha on Chol HaMoed of Achila Shriya, but also Kavod for Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that to violate Kavod Chol HaMoed is a terrible thing. But Vaza es Hamoedos is a serious violation. And the way you show Kavod Chol HaMoed is largely, in addition to eating, is largely through Big Day Chol HaMoed. So what are Big Day Chol HaMoed? So Poskim call, I think it was Maril who had a chumrah to wear Big Day Shabbos in Chol HaMoed. The Shabrua says that is not normatively required. Chassidim are often machmer to wear full Shabbos begad in Chol HaMoed. You see Chassidim Shram and Bekesh in Chol HaMoed. You have their practice really beautiful, but not required. Or whatever your Big Day Shabbos are not required in Chol HaMoed. However, you are required to wear more than just night, more than typical Big Day Chol. Not Big Day Shabbos, Big Day Yom Tov, but Big Day Chol HaMoed is half a notch above regular Big Day Chol. So you can figure out based on what your normal, how you normally dressed on a Monday or Tuesday morning, what that means. Certainly, certainly should not be less. Certainly should not be less than school clothes. That's a double push. Besides the fact that even if it's not Chol HaMoed, coming to shul for tefillah, you should be dressing up for tefillah, the Chol HaMoed throughout the day. Again, if you're going swimming, the Chol HaMoed, or if you're going canoeing on Chol HaMoed, you're obviously not going to be wearing, not going to be dressed in Big Day Chol HaMoed. Although I would say, if you're going hiking on Chol HaMoed, you could wear a white polo shirt, perhaps, instead of a t-shirt. Not something to consider. But certainly, if I'm not doing anything that's active and physically demanding, so it's not right to wear a t-shirt and sweatpants on Chol HaMoed. Not right to show up to shul any day show up to tefillah ever in a t-shirt and sweatpants. It's only in America where t-shirt and sweatpants are not the gadim mechubadim l'tefillah. And chol moed throughout the day. Again, if you're playing football, so you can change for football. But other than when you're playing ball, there's a, I mean, you don't wear your big day, you don't wear your suit and tie when you go to sleep on Shabbos either. You change the pajamas. And most post-comes you do that, you do not need, you know, special Shabbos ticket pajamas. Obviously, you dress for the occasion. But within that framework, you do have to be a half a notch above regular big day chol on chol hamoed. You can figure out what that means, a nicer shirt, a nicer sweater, whatever it is. But certainly no less. No less than Sukkot. So that is important to keep in mind. That's an opportunity, and it's a din in of itself. The big day chol hamoed itself is a covered for chol hamoed, and it also it has a rich fruit in terms of allowing me to focus on chol hamoed and grow. It's not just these, you know, down days in between Yom Tov and Yom Tov. It's an opportunity for in a more relaxed way to have great aliyah ruchnis. Let's talk briefly about one of the beautiful gifts that we get to enjoy on Pesach, but a gift that requires a little bit of appreciation. And that is the gift of Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is one of the Chavdal Kisvei HaKodesh, one of the 11 Sfarim of Ksuvim, one of the 5 Megillos. Mishnayos and Maseches Yadayim talk about which works are or are not included in the Kisvei HaKodesh in the Tanakh. And one Tana says that there had been a machlokas whether Shir HaShirim should be included or not. And Rabbi Akiva responds, Chas v'shalom, ve'olo nachlokos, never machlokas about Shir HaShirim. All Kisvei HaKodesh are Kodesh. Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kadosh. Exceptionally holy. To read Shir HaShirim, we're not 100% sure what to make of it. Number one, it's a lot about this boy and this girl, this dode and the raya, the boy and the girl, and the sheep, and the flowers, and the fruit, and what, and the king, and the palaces. It's hard to understand numbers, hard to even work out a coherent storyline. So there's a lot of, like, it feels almost like disconnected bits and pieces. And certainly to understand what the kesher is to Kodesh and to Kodesh Kadashim. We've heard in the past, no doubt, that Shir HaShirim is a mashal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael for different events in Jewish history. The Malbim writes, you could take three different pages going around, if you could take and pass, three distinct pages going around. The Malbim writes that he thinks that Ein Mikra Yotzei B'Dei Pshuto applies to the Nimshal of Shir HaShirim as well. And he says, it's true, Al Derech Drash, Shir HaShirim is telling us the story of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, great historical episodes of our history. But he says, Al Derech Pshat, the Nimshal is an individual Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you need to understand the Mashal, and you need to understand the Nimshal. The key, he says, as you see, is a pasuk in Melachim Al Parakei, and it talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving great chachma to Shlomo. Melachim Al Parakei, Pasuk Yudbeis, Vayidaber Shloshes Alatin Mashal, Vayihi Shiro Chamishava Ela. The main understanding that means that Shlomo Melch wrote 1,005 songs. But the Malbim says he thinks it's referring to Shir HaShirim, which is meant to be broken into 5 major poems, and then a Shir HaElef, the appendix at the end. And he says the following, there's a lot to say, and I give you more to look at in the course of Shir HaShirim. I tried to lay out on this page all of Shir HaShirim in the Malbim's breakdown. I didn't find anyone who did it, so I tried to do it myself. And you have the Malbim's Hakdama. He basically says the following. The Mashal and the Nimshal. The Mashal, he says, in a coherent storyline runs as follows. There's a girl, there are 3 major characters. There's a girl, the Raya, her beloved, the Dode, who is a simple shepherd, sort of simple, who's a shepherd. And then she's in love with the Dode, but she's been taken by the king, by the Hamelach Shlomo into his palace. But she's not interested in being Shlomo's queen. She's interested in reuniting with her true beloved, the Dod. There are five episodes, most of Shirim. Each Shir is an episode in which she seeks to rendezvous, to reconnect with the Dod. The first four times she's unsuccessful and gets pulled back, or she doesn't find him to begin with. And the fifth time she actually succeeds in connecting with him, and they run off together. And at the end is this appendix, the Shir Ha'elef. Ha'elef L'chal Shlomo Mosam L'chinas Periyot. And what the Malbim develops is that the Nimshal, that's the Mashal, the Nimshal is that the Dod is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Raya is Shlomo HaMelech's Neshama, and HaMelech Shlomo is Shlomo HaMelech's Guf. And these are five episodes of Shlomo HaMelech's Neshama rendezvousing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first four are four different episodes of Nevuah over the course of his lifetime, and the fifth at the end of his life. And he points out very beautifully, and he in the copy I gave you of the Hakdama of the Malbim tradition, he explains what each shir corresponds to one particular episode in Shlomo's life. It's really a lyrical diary, I would say, a lyrical diary of Shlomo's prophetic experiences. And there are ups and downs. There were times when he was in an amazing place spiritually, early in his life, when he has a dream. HaKadosh Baruch comes to a dream and says, what do you want? Do you want wealth? Do you want this? And he says, no, I want Chachma. HaKadosh Baruch says, good. He answered correctly. You can get all that. That's one of the great episodes. It's one of the wonderful shir. I think that's actually the first shir. The third shir is much more negative. That's where the fourth shir, rather, is called Dodi Dofik, where she's asleep and they're... The boy comes and knocks on the door, and she's too lazy to even get out of bed. Oh, I'm going to get my feet dirty. And then the knocking stops. And she realizes, Gabal, I've been looking for him for years. Now he was here. She runs to the door, and he's gone. She runs throughout the city. She missed her chance. That was one of the low points, spiritually, in Shlomo Melech's life. And the Malbim takes you through what each one corresponds to. The Rambam, more generally, already wrote many centuries earlier in Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Yud, the last parak of Sefer Hamada, where he focuses on the ideal image of a Jew as Oved Me'ava. He says Alacha Beis, Alacha Gimel, develops what it means to be Oved Me'ava, and talks about passionate, consuming love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be absolutely lovesick. It says, like someone who is lovesick about a girl. Ke'elu Chole Ha'ava. I love that woman. I can't get her out of my mind. So it says, even more than that is meant to be the degree to which a Jew, again, this is a work of a lifetime, to grow to the point where I have this, you know, consuming in an emotionally healthy way, a consuming love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It becomes who I am and what I'm about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just isn't something on the side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center of my life. And living the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to live, living in communion with the Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes the defining axis of my life. That's Avodah Me'avah. And then he says at the end, V'chol Shir HaShirim Mashal Hu Le'inyin Zeh. Oh, Shir HaShirim is a mashal for this topic. Mashal for what? Shir HaShirim is all about Jewish history, and Kol Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a mashal for this. The Rama Rei seems to be developing the idea that the Malbim expanded on more, that Shir HaShirim at its core is about individual Jews' relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, you go through ups and downs. And as in human relationship between two human beings, a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not always going to be at the same ideal level. But I'm meant to keep working on it. And if I messed up and I betrayed trust, so I go back and I communicate more and I rebuild and I invest myself in relationship more. That's certainly true between people, and that is certainly true between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's part of the opportunity on Pesach, when we as a nation refresh our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remind ourselves there will be ups and downs. And the fact that there are downs doesn't mean that there isn't the potential for even greater ups after. And that's what you see over the course of Shir Shirim. It was an ebb and flow, and you keep at it, and you keep working at it, and the relationship over the long term continues to grow and enhance and grow into something ever more glorious. And that is part of the opportunity for Yachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. which we sit in Seder, Leila Seder, and are reminded that again, as we said many, many months ago, that Rabban writes the end of Bo, the overarching idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Makos and the Leila Seder, to remind yourselves of not just of the history, but of the Ikari Amuna, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a God out there and there's a God here, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows and he cares, and he cares about Klal Yisrael as a whole, he cares about me individually, and he's involved in my life. I don't always notice it, I don't always see it, it's not always apparent, but we're reminded, Leila Seder, remind yourselves, as we have for the last 3,000+ years, over the course of 100 generations or so, keep on passing on that message, the retelling, the reliving, the relating and the relaying of Ikari Amuna, and that Yachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that's absolutely available to us, that we talk about Leila Seder, we sing about in Shir Hashirim. Abayis HaVechag, Kasher V'Sameach.